AAA is encouraging safe online shopping. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. As online shopping increases throughout the year, AAA is pointing out some safety tips to protect your identity. Consumers are encouraged to educate themselves in order to remain secure when spending time online. AAA eCentral Financial Services Manager of Discounts and Rewards, Dan Flynn, reinforces the need to shop at secure websites by looking for identifiers such as HTTPS in the web address and a lock icon. Flynn notes that a credit card is better to use online than a debit card.
With a credit card, it offers better protection. If you report activity within the first, say, month or two, your out-of-pocket expense is capped at $50. With a debit card, keep in mind, they're pulling that money out of your checking account.
He stresses to educate one credit card for website use to minimize the exposure of risking your identity and to create a long password.
When you're using a credit card, keep in mind, when you go on the retailer's website, make sure that you manually type in your credit card number, but do not save your credit card information. And the reason is, if for whatever reason that website gets hacked, now the criminal has your information.
In 2016, $91.2 billion was spent online throughout November and December, and Flynn adds that that increased to $104 billion in 2017. The Ohio Department of Aging is encouraging older adults to stay warm throughout the winter months and to have a plan in place. Older individuals are more susceptible to colds and other health-related problems related to hypothermia. Department Director Beverly Laubert explains that this condition happens when a person's body temperature gets too low, and aging can advance the likelihood of getting hypothermia outdoors and indoors.
Make sure that the heat is working as it should. Pay attention when you're speaking with someone. Watch for slurred words or slow speech, changes in skin color, loss of balance. All of those things are indicators.
Income-eligible Ohioans can keep the heat on through the HEAP Winter Crisis Program by applying through Hardicus Tri-County. Laubert adds that family, friends, and neighbors are asked to check on older individuals during the colder weather.
It's really important to have a communication plan with someone who does not live there so that communication plan can be engaged and someone can give you a phone call, because you just want to make sure that you can have either voice-to-voice or in-person communication.
People of all ages are encouraged to dress for colder weather by wearing loose layers of clothing and putting on a hat and scarf to not lose a lot of body heat. And in state news, the Trump administration has imposed sanctions on three senior North Korean officials for human rights abuses in the isolated country. U.S. officials say the sanctions are intended to call attention to brutal censorship and human rights abuses, as well as the death of American captive Otto Warmbier. It was not clear what role any had in the treatment of the 22-year-old student from Ohio who died after being detained in North Korea last year. In sports, the Cavaliers lost to the Milwaukee Bucks last night, 108-92. Larry Nance Jr. led the team with 16 points. In Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks topped the Minnesota Vikings 21-7. And in hockey, after the game was tied at one apiece at the end of regulation and overtime, the Penguins won in a shootout over the Islanders 2-1. The Blue Jackets host the Vancouver Canucks tonight at 7 o'clock. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
The stubborn clouds, which have been plaguing the area, continue to plague the area this morning, but look for some clearing to take place and some sun to break out this afternoon as the breezes pick up out of the southwest. High temperature today around 35. Tonight, mainly clear this evening, followed by increasing clouds overnight tonight with a low temperature of 25. Tomorrow, clouds and partial sun, high temperature in the upper 30s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Stay up to date with local news. Be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country!